Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me?
No. Game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football. Football. Football.
Tennis. Hockey.
The game is starting. Everyone is here. I got my snacks, my friends, and a beer.
Just two normal guys hanging out, having fun. Right, guy number two?
Yeah, guy number one.
E to the S to the P to the N.
It's all I watch cause I'm the man.
If my team loses, I'll be mean all night. If you tell me to relax, we'll get in a fight.
Watching sports with girls is a pain. They don't know the rules. There's no time to explain.
Single, double, triple,
home run.
For the celebration, I'll shoot my gun.
I like my friend. He's a real guy's guy. He's not a loudmouth like that cunthole Steve.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From Wimbledon
to the Astrodome.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football, football, football,
tennis, hockey.
Now when I say sports, you say nuts. Sports,
nuts,
sports,
nuts. When I say cheating, you say sucks. Cheating,
sucks,
cheating,
sucks. I drink whiskey cause I like the taste. You think it's bitter, but I think it's great.
I also drink whiskey and we smoke cigars. Don't believe me? Smell our cars.
We're real men and we like sports. If you say that we're not, then we'll see you in court.
I'm team captain and I choose you.
I'm the other team captain and I choose you too.
We steal the ball and we're off to the races.
Then scare the other team with our mad dog faces like
what? What?
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
From the pregame jokes to the wrap-up show.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football, football,
football,
tennis,
hockey.
Throw me the baseball.
Now toss me the pigskin.
Now feed me the rock.
Now give me the rock.
Welcome everyone to Two Guys in a Podcast.
I'm really debating whether or not we should contact those guys and ask for the rights.
That could be.
Hey, yo, new
oh man! Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't play YouTube. You suck. I don't know why it does that. I hate that feature.
It's a new feature.
Oh my gosh! Anyway, guy number two, we are here to have the finale for the TPS NFL, the championship weekend of our fantasy football league. The Super Bowl, fake football, a game that you're a part of.
Yeah.
A game that you are one of the representatives in the championship against iMix Master, Twitter legend. And, what did you do to prepare yourself for your championship run?
Well, it all started on my first round in the playoffs. Week two, I feasted on, heirloom tomatoes.
Which is a pretty nice meal.
Yeah.
Pretty delicious.
Little caprese salad.
And, okay, so you took care of tomato, and then who was your next matchup against?
Well, I had a first round bye.
That's right.
So this week was the championship, and, I'm facing, like you said, iMix Master and Caldwell We Trust, best team on paper.
All year.
Yeah.
Basically has been the
Pretty
best
much.
Team on paper. And actually, you two, according to the records, were the best two teams.
Yeah.
On paper. It all kind of worked out the way that ESPN planned it.
Yep.
Number one, number two, best records, fly through the playoffs, head on collision to the championship.
Yep. And he had beaten me, I forget what week it was, he beat me in the regular season. By not too big of a margin, so I knew it was gonna be tough, but, I was gonna have to get some decent output by some of my guys, especially, Odell Beckham. He was suspended last week, so I was kinda nervous going into that matchup, thinking, you know, maybe I actually was gonna really need him to kinda come through at the clutch, but, some of my other guys, namely my Arizona defense, just came through huge. That scored me 35 points.
Let's not get into too much of the details because we've been off a week.
Okay.
We need to go through the playoff bracket just really quick.
Okay.
Okay, because the people need to get caught up on what happened.
Because they probably initially had downloaded the last show and heard how crappy it was and just immediately deleted.
That's probably what happened.
Okay.
So let's get everyone caught up. this week.
I need to get caught up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, whoa. There you go. Where did you come from, guy number three?
Where is everyone?
What do you mean?
Where's everybody at?
I'm here and I love sports.
Yeah. Pass me the rock.
Give me the pigskin.
Okay. This is everyone.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it. We're going through the playoff bracket right now for the 2015 TPS NFL Championship, something that you weren't a part of.
Oh, the playoffs started?
Yeah, the playoff. The playoffs started.
Who's in it? How deep are we?
Oh, we're in the championship.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I need to get caught up.
All right, let's get caught up. So let's go back to round one, where in Caldwell We Trust, the number one seed, and Galabra, the number two seed, both had first round byes. In the 3-6 matchup, it was Heirloom Tomatoes against Team Beast Mode, which they won handily, Tomatoes. We actually went through that because Tomator was actually here to gloat yep. about how much he dominated Beast Mode. And then the Rough Riders were beat by Twerk 87-77 in the shock of the playoffs. Nobody saw that coming.
Is that why you stopped paying attention, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was like the last couple weeks where I was out of it and like half my team was injured. So I just stopped paying attention.
And the Cowboys were 4-9 or 4-10 or 4-whatever.
I didn't even know they got 4 wins.
So then we go to round two where Team Twerk, the number 4 seed, is taking on number 1 in Caldwell We Trust. And then Caldwell just does it like he did all season, 120-82. He had enough playing around. He put the smackdown on Twerk, said, thanks for coming, but no thanks. And Tomatoes, all high and mighty, a rivalry matchup.
Mm-hmm.
His time to get his revenge on Galabra, trying to take down the number 2 seed, and he just didn't have enough, losing 110-85. Now, that was a sweet victory for you, right, Bourne?
Yeah, that was. Also felt I had to avenge Franchise for all of the smack that he endured against Tomatoes, too, so.
Well, Franchise kind of deserved that.
Well, a little bit, but. But for Tomator not to have shown up like a majority of the season and then just to come in and gloat.
Right.
After he scored 160.
Like that's an E-Diddy move.
Yeah, exactly. We can only stand one of those in this league.
Like I would be the guy totally just dropping my pants in front of everyone. And that's like the first time you've seen me. Because I won a game.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, Tomator. Get your own moves. Now, I bet you were pretty upset, McLean.
About what?
About Tomator losing to Galabra.
Yeah, I'm upset.
Yeah, you're upset about that, cause you and Tomator are like, bros, right?
I mean, I thought he could do it. He was the team of destiny.
Yeah.
I bought into the hype.
He was the team of destiny. I mean, he was calling it himself a team of destiny.
When did he call this? Yeah. On the Hangouts?
This was after he killed Beast Mode.
Wow.
And then he was calling out that there was going to be no Odell Beckham, so he was the team of destiny.
Right, because it was all lining up for him to win.
Yeah.
You didn't have your top player. It was basically a foregone conclusion.
Yep, that's why Tomator lost.
He had too much confidence.
Yeah.
He was buying into his own hype, which is never a good thing. So you win, and Caldwell We Trust wins. The top two teams are doing what they do and meeting in the championship. And it's not over. Well, actually, let's not get into the championship yet.
Okay.
Because there's a little thing called the winner's consolation ladder.
It's little, all right.
And there is one team that is mowing over the competition.
Strange.
The Rough Riders took on Beast Mode. We were the two teams that lost in the first round. Okay. But it's not over till it's over. And the Rough Riders knew that. They play out the games. They play out their season, beating Beast Mode 91-62. But Beast Mode didn't have enough of that butt whipping. He wanted another one. First he got it from
Tomator.
How
does that work, by the way?
What?
How's that?
Played him again?
Yes.
He came back for more. He said, can I have another helping, please? So I said, sure.
Can I do that?
Can you get another helping?
Yeah, I want another helping.
So here comes Beast Mode again, playing the Rough Riders in round three of the Winter Consolation Ladder. And sure, he has Cam Newton. Whatevs. Sure, he has whoever else he has. It doesn't matter. Because
you have 0 points with Aaron Rodgers so far.
Because Aaron Rodgers is the man. And he's going to get me a cool, I don't know, 20, 25, 30, 35.
He's going to throw to Richard Rodgers for every touchdown.
And Richard Rodgers will get 2 more points every time.
Yep.
To just extend the lead.
Yep.
Let's hope not. No Hail Marys this week. All right, A-Rod, let's just keep it to 20 yarders to James Jones or something. But what's the other guy that can't catch the ball?
Name him. There's a lot on that team.
Oh my gosh.
Devontae Adams.
Yes, that guy.
Ty Montgomery.
I think he leads the league in targets and drops.
They're going to do something about that in the offseason.
They need some help. Like Beast Mode needs help. And play your studs, Beast Mode. Jordan Matthews? Alfred Morris? Come on. Give me a challenge. So I'm going to beat on Beast Mode again. You're welcome, League. That's 3 straight dominations of Beast Mode. Actually, no.
Does that put his ownership of you in jeopardy?
No, that's 4 straight if you count the TPS NBA. That's what I like to call a winning streak, a beatdown streak. I'm going streaking.
Wow. All
right, what else happened? Let's see. There's actually a consolation ladder to see who's dead last.
Which we already knew.
Who's the worst team? Yeah, Team Canada.
Who's actually beating Team 11.
Is that true?
Yes.
Come on, straight trash. Come on, really?
And Canada's still got, well, no.
He's got an injured reserve guy. Wait a minute. He's going to beat straight trash homie when he has an injured reserve guy, Mike Wallace, which is trash, and Marshawn Lynch, which is out.
And Matt Bryant, who's a kicker, who's out.
And he's going to win the game.
Provided Packers don't give up a lot of points, I guess.
That's insane. That is insane. Wow.
Is he the team of destiny?
He might be the team of destiny.
He's not coming back.
But what if he is a team of destiny?
No, we can't have him back.
He's beating straight trash, and he's only won 1 game all season. And look at the points he's putting up with all of these outs. You can't deny that. That's actually good ownership. That's good
management. He's showing up when it matters.
Yeah. I mean, I got to give him credit for this.
This is very clutch.
This is and actually leaving Peyton Manning in. Because Peyton Manning came in today? Genius!
2 points.
Fantasy chess! We didn't
Two
see
points.
This coming!
That's how much he won by.
What? Oh my god.
That's how much he's up by right now, yeah.
That's what I call a difference maker.
He's got 3 other injured reserve players in his bench.
You know what he's doing there though? He's preparing for next year. He's trying to make sure that nobody, yeah, he's stashing. He's stashing away the IR. Cause Joe Flacco.
You can't keep him all though, right? Or are you changing that?
No, you can't keep him all, but you can keep him away. How about that?
Technically not true.
Oh man, wow. I'm going to have to really think long and hard about this.
My God.
Because this is a performance for the ages. Right now. Like what Canada has done in this final week.
Kind of like Michigan Wolverines.
Whoa.
Just laying a deuce the entire season and then coming up big in a bowl game and thinking that they were robbed.
They are lucky. The NCAA is lucky that Michigan wasn't in the Final Four. Because they would have ruined the party.
That would have meant for all-time low viewership.
Wow. Come on. Michigan 41-7, top 10 defense in the nation 2 years in a row. Me calling it on Twitter.
Yeah, did StubHub help you out there?
I got on 1 million StubHubs.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what you can buy with those. I don't think you can buy anything. You can't even buy a ticket.
Wow.
So yeah, I have Michigan in the top 5. if they're not in the top five, this is a total disrespect for what they did to Florida.
It was surprising to see what Iowa did.
What do you mean? That wasn't surprising. Everyone knew that.
But they beat Michigan State.
So?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. I take that back.
See, there you go. They didn't beat anybody. And when they had an opportunity, they choked.
They choked, yeah. Go back to farming, Iowa.
Yeah, do something you're good at. Leave the football to the Michigan men. What did Ohio State do?
They won handily.
Really?
Yep. Wow. I saw a lot of pictures of, what's his name? Brady Quinn's sister again. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
She was dating AJ Hawk.
Yeah, I remember that.
She had that split jersey when they played in the, one of the bowl games, like 90, I don't know when it was, like maybe mid, early 2000s, 2002, 2003.
Was she doing it again?
No, they're just bringing that back up.
Oh, gosh, that game must have been out of hand early.
Yeah.
What did your school do, McLean? I'm looking for them on here. What bowl did they go to?
Who?
Your school.
I don't know.
They were bowl eligible, right?
Maybe.
Here we go. JVST versus NDSU this Saturday on ESPN2. That's your school, right?
NDSU?
Yeah. Isn't that North Dakota State?
North Dakota State Bison versus the Jacksonville State Gamecocks.
That's a bowl game?
That's the Division I football championship. That's what that is.
What?
Wow.
Okay.
These are some solid teams. I think I'm going to go with the Gamecocks.
What did Appalachian State do?
Ooh, they beat Ohio in the Raycom.
Oh, yeah.
They beat Ohio.
Yeah.
In the Raycom Media Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Look at them. Oh, and look at this fourth quarter. 24 points in the fourth quarter to win 31-29. Ohio choked.
Did you see the TCU game? Bet Franchise was pissed about that.
What happened there?
TCU was down by like 31 in the second half and came back and tied it in regulation and won in overtime.
Why would he be pissed?
Because he hates TCU.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I thought he was a TCU homer.
No, he's Baylor.
Why would anybody be Baylor? Gross. They didn't get blown away in the tornado?
I don't think so. I think it spared them. Better luck next year.
Dang it. Wow. They got what kind of bowl is this? North Carolina Tar Heels?
Russell Athletic Bowl.
What the heck is that? That's not even a real bowl.
How do they have that much money to sponsor anything?
Exactly. Like, what do they make anymore? Russell Athletic shirts?
Sweatpants, yeah.
Who wears sweatpants? Unless they're joggers, right? Am I right?
Well, I still wouldn't wear Russell Athletic, though.
Oh, what are you doing, Umbro?
Under Armour. Oh, Nike.
Oh, okay. My bad. Did you guys watch Michigan basketball yesterday? Oh, my gosh. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself here, but I think I have my bracket filled out. They are looking in midseason form without Caris LeVert.
Who is that?
What do you mean? Mini Durant? You never heard of Mini Durant?
Nope. I've heard of Kevin Durant, but that's about it.
Wooden Award watch list. Caris LeVert. Probably top 5 pick in next year's NBA draft.
Probably.
Maybe. The last remaining member of that championship run team. You guys are missing out on some great basketball.
Which championship team?
I don't even see him on here.
What are you talking about?
Or is this only again showing the top 25?
Yeah,
it's only showing the top 25. Wow.
They're not ranked?
No.
They're 2-0 in the Big Ten.
What does that matter?
What do you mean? Big Ten, the best conference in all of NCAA?
Yeah, because Michigan State and Maryland.
And
they're carrying us.
And Michigan.
No.
Michigan is carrying everyone. Look at what they did. Look at how they dominated.
Hold on,
Illinois.
I gotta adjust this from the top 25 just to the Big Ten. Alright, it's down towards the very bottom here. No, Penn State, big deal.
Penn State is legit.
They are not. God. 0-2 in the Big Ten.
Michigan could not miss from three. I swear they made 63 pointers. It was
Why was
amazing.
This game even televised?
Every Michigan game is televised.
Why?
Because the Revolution is televised.
What?
Just wait. They're playing number 14 Purdue, and then they're playing number 4 Maryland. That will be the coming out party for Michigan basketball. That will be the point in which everyone knows Michigan basketball never went anywhere. They're hiding in the shadows, waiting to pounce. What's Ohio State doing?
They're 2-0 in the Big Ten as well, but they haven't really played anything. Very well against non-conference opponents.
That doesn't mean anything. They haven't beat anybody.
What do you mean?
Actually, wait a minute. They beat Kentucky. How the hell did that happen?
That's where we turned our season around.
Is it?
Yeah, that's where they're gonna revisit this in the Big Ten or the March Madness, and they're gonna look back at that game as being turning point of the season.
Why is Ohio State afraid of Michigan?
They're not. We'll face you
once.
So that's all it takes.
I'm circling.
November Look at that. We're 16th. Playing Michigan State twice within the span of like 2 weeks.
Two spankings in 2 weeks. That's called child abuse.
No, those guys are grown men.
Wow. That's called slave abuse. What?
Wow.
All right, what's next?
I seem to remember, too, you called out Xavier and you lost to them.
Xavier's good.
And you called out Connecticut and lost to them.
They are so good.
Those are back-to-back beatings.
What are you talking about? Those are
70
two...
points and then you couldn't top 60 against Connecticut?
Those are two Final Four contenders.
Whatever.
We'll get our revenge in the tournament.
Xavier's not even ranked.
We'll get our revenge in the tournament. Wow. See you in the championship, Xavier.
Wow. Why are you guys going to be sitting next to each other in the stands?
Wow. All right, let's see what else is going on. What's
Browns, you hear?
They're firing the entire coaching staff?
Everybody's gone, even the GM.
Even the players.
Oh, wow. Guy number 4.
There he is, guy number 4.
Guy Ritchie?
Listen to the opening music.
Yeah, and then you love sports.
Oh no.
You love sports. So, Torque, your Cowboys are terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you lose Romo, everything's downhill. What can you do when you have a god-tier quarterback go out?
I don't know.
Just letting that sit.
Let it marinate for a while.
I'm trying to figure out which one's god-tier. Which one of those quarterbacks is god-tier? Whedon? But he's not Whedon. On the team anymore. Then that means it's...
Whedon, best completion percentage in the NFL, in the history of the NFL.
Maybe it was Matt Castle.
He's the interception machine?
Or who's the guy
Doesn't even know how to throw Dez.
Who's the guy that started today? Kellen Moore?
Oh, it was just a fan quarterback the team night.
As long as you're 6'5", you could start.
There you go. No experience required.
Well, the best thing about the Cowboys being 4-12 is that they're going to get a good pick in the draft, right?
They should.
Like top 5. They need the help. Like Romo can't save them. And actually, it might be time to give up.
There were pictures this morning of, I'm not sure if it was his parents or not, but there were two people down on the front sidelines, wearing Cowboy RG3 jerseys.
I thought you were saying that was Romo's parents. He's like, they're like, get our son out of Dallas. This is enough. We've had it.
No. We're gonna get, Money Fingers, Johnny Manziel.
Just gotta wait for him to fly back from Las Vegas.
Oh yeah, on a red eye.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What else happened? The Lions are amazing, and I always had faith in them. They salvaged their season, 7-9. Calvin Johnson went off today, 10 for 137.
Was that his swan song?
Oh yeah. He's gotta go. Like, enough is enough.
Was that his last, year? On contract?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know.
They'll cut him, though.
That entire offense needs to go.
They can keep... Yeah, you're right. Everyone needs to go.
Stafford's terrible without Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, he's done. They need to start over. Start, get rid of Caldwell too. Cause we don't trust him. Nobody trusts him. Even his
he always looks like a sad puppy.
Yeah. All right. What's going on in the NBA? Anything interesting? I haven't watched any basketball. Are the Golden State Warriors still good?
Yeah, but Curry went down today.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Kiss of death.
He re-injured his left shin.
It's over. Bad legs.
Done.
Career. Career ender. You're never the same after shin splints.
Shin injuries.
Yep. And that's too bad because they had a good run. Nice year and a half. Captivated the NBA audience.
They still got a better pace than the Bulls right now.
Really? Okay, so I'm looking here. Oh, 31-2. Okay. So who'd they lose to? They lost to...
The Bucks.
Yep, the Bucks. Oh, and the Mavs.
And the Mavs, yep.
Oh, that's right.
How did the team Mavs beat... How did the Mavs beat them?
That's the Is team that of good? Destiny.
What do you mean, team of destiny?
Should I get on board?
Nobody's saying that. Not even anybody in Dallas.
What are you talking about? This is Dirk's year. It's his swan song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's his year.
They're running Dirk out of town? Get out of here, well, old man.
Okay, hey, you're being a little generous with run. More like a soft trot, but yeah.
Gallop out of here, old man.
Haven't you been seeing JJ Barea?
I heard that he's scoring like 30 points a game.
He's an all-star.
Oh, man. The NBA has LeBron gone
can't
downhill.
Even post up JJ Barea.
That's true. I saw it. I saw it. He can't.
Oh, he's man. A shutdown defender.
So JJ Barea is the new MVP.
Wow.
Interesting how that kind of lined up with Stephen Curry getting hurt. He took his shot and he didn't miss.
Which of the Morris twins do you have on Detroit?
Markeith.
Cause he's
good one.
He's, starting fights at the end of games.
Yeah. Because Detroit don't put up with nothing.
But he can't finish it.
Well, it's cause his boys have to have his back. That's how somebody starts it and then your boys come
That's
in and finish it.
That's why he needs
it.
His twin there.
They need to trade for him immediately.
Yeah.
They need that, he needs the emotional support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Synergy.
So each of them knows what's going on. Markeith can then get behind the Paul George on all fours, so when the one Morris twin pushes him, he falls over that other twin.
They can't be on the same team anymore just because I can't tell them apart. Oh, they have the exact same tattoos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
What?
They are freakishly twins.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're in love with each other.
It's weird.
Dang.
And actually, the Mavs aren't good. They've lost
They're
two.
Great.
They lost two in a row. They got beat down by the Heat, and then they got beat down by the Pelicans, the worst team in the league. That's what happens when you have a JJ Barea led team. Here comes the losses. They might not make the playoffs.
No, they're still okay.
Yeah,
they're just okay.
They're above 500. Right. I mean,
wow.
You just gotta wait for it.
I am waiting for it. I've been waiting for it. Man, I wish the Pistons played in the West.
No, you don't.
What a death warrant. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Look at these terrible
You guys would get first round draft picks every year.
Two of the teams in the West are under 500 and are in the playoffs.
You'd be in the Ben Simmons sweepstakes.
And why can't Detroit be in the West so they can get an easy road
sink
to the playoffs?
Sinking for swimming.
If Detroit was, oh no. If they were over there, they'd be the Sacramento Kings last year, every year.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just get
at the end of every season, at the end of every season, your TV announcers would tear up thinking that it was the last season for the franchise.
they're constantly afraid they're gonna move.
Wow. Look at that. The Pistons haven't lost against the West very much.
Wow.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's take a look at the scoreboard for this championship matchup. We haven't even discussed it yet. Galabra versus In Caldwell We Trust.
It's scary.
Ooh.
That's all the scores this week.
Yep.
Oh, man. What happened here? This is a disaster.
Yeah, there's not much I could have done.
So apparently there's one game going on, the last game of the year, regular season. You have Adrian Peterson going, and he has Eddie Lacy, both of which are doing nothing right now.
Right.
You are currently losing 39-94.
Yep.
Canada's going to beat you this week.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not playing him.
That's
good
another,
thing I was in the championship and he was in the last
That's another
last
bubble
game.
Bubble point for Canada. He's,
no, that is not a bubble point.
If you outscore one of the people in the championship, that's like 25 bubble points.
No.
Oh my gosh. And what are you doing? Look at your bench. What are you doing?
I debated Stafford for Brady all morning because I couldn't understand who everybody thought Brady was going to pass to for the entire game, but everybody had ranked him higher. So, that was the only thing I was debating on switching out, but Spencer Ware was supposed to be in basically a backup. Christine Michael was maybe going to play. They didn't really know. So yeah, made it tough because a couple of my players, were for Arizona and they played Seattle and Seattle played really tough against them this week.
Yeah, because it's personal.
Apparently.
That Cardinals defense really laid an egg.
They did.
They laid less than an egg. Minus 3 points.
All their eggs were cracked.
Yeah, they laid cracked eggs. What the heck?
Yeah, they couldn't even build on anything. Yeah.
39-94, this game, this matchup, this championship is over.
Yeah. Congrats. Yeah, I conceded before I got on to the show.
Oh, you did? Is it in the Smackboard?
Yep.
All right, let me add my 2 cents. Let me just put this in here. I'm going to put that on the board. All right, there you go.
Enthralling radio. People aren't leaving their vehicles.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know there was an X Factor. Eddie Lacy.
What do you mean?
And he's not even gonna matter. Apparently there was an X factor on December 31st.
Oh yeah, of him being either really good or really bad.
Yeah. And
yep.
It really doesn't matter.
Yep.
Because he could be nothing and he'd still walk away with the victory.
Yeah. And did you see that hit that Sue gave Brady?
No, I didn't see
that
it.
Was it kind of a late hit?
Was it
on
Sue-ish?
His leg?
Sue-ish?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it really affected him throwing, but, people thought maybe he was going to be done for the game at least, but he got it retaped and then came back in. It was an ankle injury.
Well, that could be bad for the Patriots playoff run.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think of the last couple of weeks, they're not even the best team, to even make it.
It's probably going to be, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yep.
They seem to be playing really good football.
Yeah.
All they do is throw the ball 50 yards.
D'Angelo went down today though. I think he had an ankle injury.
Yeah, that's true. He got knocked out of the game.
It's okay. Nobody can cover Brown.
Yeah, does it really matter?
Yeah, maybe not.
You know the ball's going to Brown. You know he's going to get 10 receptions for 150 yards, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
And Martavis is good enough that he can kind of keep the defense honest.
So the championship is won by N. Caldwell We Trust. Congratulations. You're the 2015 TPS NFL champion. All the accolades to you. You're going to get some kind of trophy badge in the league page at some point tomorrow. Wear that with honor. You took down, well.
We can't say the best choice right now, given the
result.
My
team laid down.
Yeah, I didn't even know what to say.
Yeah, my team laid down this week.
There was some really good pickups though, right at the end of the season. I want to go through. On December 28th, Rombro picked up LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is a sleeper pickup. Apparently he hasn't announced his retirement yet. Even though he should have. You tried to make some moves.
Yeah, some of them were to block and some of them were to try and give myself a few options for running backs because my RB2 with TJ Yeldon going down, I just needed a couple decent options to kind of choose between. So, Mike Galiliously, had 3 consecutive weeks of touchdowns and he, he was interesting today because he, Carlos Williams was the number one and he got injured. And I didn't play him, but he had 24 attempts today and he could only get 28 yards.
Oh, wow. That's good
and,
stuff right
and
there.
That game apparently was really windy. So like it really seemed to, I was really regretting not playing him because of all the things that were going on, but it didn't matter.
Well, hey Caldwell, you are the champion.
Best team on paper is the best team in the league.
Yep. Best team on paper, best team in the league.
So it's a fluke.
And you're just lucky you didn't have to play me. Because it would have been a different story.
Because then you wouldn't have been playing for anything.
It would have been a different story. That's all I'm saying. You really lucked out this year. You really lucked out. Next time, try to do it the hard way. Try to do it 8-8 like this ex-champion. The hard way, like a man. Don't mess with 10 wins, whatever. That's the easy path. Anybody could do that. Look at Galabra. He won 10 games.
Wow.
Win a championship when you lose as much as you win. That's test.
It was interesting too. A month ago, you talked about how you were a 7-5 team and you're still now only 8-8.
You guys are so lucky that the playoffs don't start this week. You're so lucky.
Yeah. 17 weeks. Week 17. Most leagues have already ended by before they get into week 17. And you're wanting to go into 18 games.
You're lucky that we don't use the real playoffs as part of our fantasy championship.
We could.
I don't even know how that would work.
Well, I don't know who it's through, but I heard there's like a, it's like a pick 'em almost. You have to pick players from the teams in the playoffs that are currently existing and you can only choose them once. And then once that team's eliminated, you have then fewer players to choose from. It's kind of like a daily fantasy, but it's got a few different scenarios baked into it.
Can you pick the same players?
No.
No, so that person's gone for everyone once he's picked.
Yep.
Okay, so there's some strategy then to that.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a way to make the playoffs interesting when your team doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Which none of ours made it.
Right, I just listened to that about that this morning.
That could be something. You know what else is something? Nobody? Nobody knows what else is?
No.
Crickets.
The B. Smith Spread'em group.
Oh, alright.
That's something. And there's a lot on the line.
It's done.
Is it done?
It's done.
It's official? You guys pick the same people?
Pick the same guy, yep.
Oh my gosh. So let's go B. Smith Spread'em group. The final week, it all came down to this. There were only four of us that made picks this week.
Yep, I gave up a while ago. I knew I was too far out.
We were playing for first and third place. Those were the money shots, money places. And footballlocks.com, John McClain picked 9 right this week to give himself 109. There's one more game going. Doesn't matter if he gets it right. He's going to be He's going to be in fifth place. Let's see. Chuck on these nuts, 104. Sixth place, IMX Master, 89, seventh. Bowser, 39 points in eighth. And
woo!
This Iron Lung, 11 points in ninth. Number four, no picks, no problem, Tomato. The guy who was leading almost the entire season, 113 points. In number three, in a barn burner.
Yep.
Right to the wire. Born 3467, 118 points. Solidifies third place because him and Ron Burrow picked the same team, the same pick for this final game. So no matter what happens, he's going to be in third. That winnings are coming from the Blue Shack podcast. So I'll make sure to let them know and I'll share the proof with them that you came in third and that they can make the check out to Born 3467.
Right.
You ain't about these picks up, Ron Bro. Five picks right, currently 119 points. I'm so sorry. Thanks for coming. Appreciate your efforts all year long. Second place.
He actually had a legitimate run. Like 3 weeks ago, he was in like sixth place.
Oh yeah. And look at it. 8 in week 12 and 13, 14, 15, 8, 8, 8, 16, 9. And then he puts up a 5 when he needed to put up a four.
Yep.
He needed to choke a little harder.
Well, he needed to put up a three to be sure, because I don't, who knows if the tiebreaker would have
that's right.
swayed things.
You needed to choke harder, Ron, bro. Choke harder. And the clutch man himself, Pixar didn't happen. The champion of the group, seven picks right in week 17, 123 total points, 73.8, top 73.8 percentile of all pickers on ESPN. I know how to pick the spread. I am the champion of Beesmith Spread'em Group.
It's not even good.
I am in the money. If you guys would have just followed my lead, you would have won millions on StubHub.net.
I think it was actually stub-hub.com.
EDiddyFootballLocks.com will be up in about a week. Probably giving you all my picks advice. I spread them, and I spread them real good. Congratulations to me.
So how many did I get the last week?
You got nine. Ten. Right.
Or no, you got nine.
You might get 10.
Is that good?
No, that's not good.
Hey, never mind.
7 is good.
7? Is that what you got?
7 is what I got. And that's a clutch 7, right? Because my back was against the wall. Everyone was gunning for me. The number one. They saw a small opening. In week 15, I only got 5 right. In week 16, I only got 4 right. And they thought, here's our chance.
Yeah, that's sick.
You're really bad.
Hopefully you don't charge for this new site.
And I shut the door on them in week 17. I said, not in my house.
Actually, that was when you were testing your server and they all crashed.
Wow. So this championship winning is sponsored by at Smith's Farm Stand on Twitter. Get all of your farming drone updates. Follow at Smith Farm Stand.
Careful, they're long ones.
Yeah, to know when the blueberries are ready to get picked. When the sap is running.
Speaking of drones, did you see a couple weeks ago that downhill skier almost get nailed by a drone?
No. Actually, you know what? We're living in a drone world. You need to watch where you're going, skier. Drones aren't going anywhere. That skier deserved everything they got. Pretty soon, we're not even going to have to leave our homes because the drones are just going to do it for us. I need some mac and cheese. Drone, go get me some mac and cheese.
Wow. Wait, was that your drone?
Yeah, that was my drone sound.
Oh.
Is that not what they sound like?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
I never watch at Smith Farm Stand videos with audio. So I don't know what they sound like.
There, I put the link. He almost got knocked out.
The Ski Federation is trying to ban drones.
Well, they did.
How can they do that? What do you mean? They have no legislation over drone flying. Who do they think they are? The FAA?
Just during their competitions.
What do you mean? How are they going to police that?
They're going to shoot them out of the sky.
They're going to shoot drones out of the sky, endangering civilians because somebody wants to get a selfie? Wow. These ski people are unhinged.
Did you see the video? Look how massive that drone is.
It's like a, wow.
It's like a 30-pound child.
How is something like that legal? No, these things need to be regulated. This is no way.
Apparently they've never seen Terminator.
Well, somebody's going to put an automatic weapon on one of these things.
Eventually. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh no.
Oh man. No. Now whose drone was this?
I think it was the TV, the like NBC or whoever was taping it.
Wow. So the drone is now the drone is the new selfie stick.
Yeah.
Basically. Don't bring your selfie stick to the theme park. Don't bring your drone to the ski championships. That's massive. Don't bring your drone to, if I see any drones at the high school basketball games, I'm going to be pretty upset. I'll be pretty upset. I'm not going to lie about that. All right, what's been happening in baseball? Let's put them all to sleep.
Not that much.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of quieted down on a lot of the signings. Most recent one was Scott Kazmir got signed by the Dodgers.
All right, I saw that.
The Dodgers still missed out on Greinke, so now they feel they have to go after pretty much...
They need somebody.
Everybody, yeah.
They got a
and,
big
hole. Chapman was traded to the Yanks.
Wait, I thought he beats his wife or something.
He does, but...
That's okay, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Like, that doesn't matter. This is sports.
Right.
We got to win some games.
Yeah.
All right. And something so, like, I was reading that, somebody's Twitter account has no conscience or doesn't realize that he beats his wife and starts tweeting all kinds of great things about him without understanding.
Who's that?
I thought it was one of the MLB accounts.
Really?
Yeah. One of the teams was saying something, not realizing.
Oh, well, a lot of the MLB accounts were basically talking about how great of a bullpen the Yankees have without like kind of praising the idea of what him added to the team was rather than, you know, waiting until there was some type of clarification of whether or not he was convicted of anything.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
So
this is real life.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Yankees have an amazing bullpen.
So there's still a few, guys kind of waiting still yet to be signed. Justin Upton, who's probably going to have to take a pay cut from what he was trying to look to get. Ian Desmond, I know, is out there. Chris Davis is still waiting.
He's trying to get paid, isn't he?
What's that?
Chris Davis?
What about him?
I thought he was trying to get paid.
Yeah, nobody thinks that he's worth what he's asking.
Doesn't he hit all kinds of home runs?
Yeah, but he also batted like 218 2 years ago.
Can't be trusted.
So, yeah. Trying to go through here, who's available? Anybody like big named, Cespedes is still available. Dexter Fowler.
Nah, whatever.
Not coming back. Alex Gordon. This is too bad. They have Tommy Hunter supposedly still being available and he was just, found dead in a hotel room 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, not Tommy Hunter. That was, Tommy Hansen. Excuse me.
Wow. Come on. Come on. Killing the wrong guy.
It's Tommy. Sorry. I don't know, but I'm ready for the season to get going.
You're ready for MLB 16.
That's right.
The show.
Yeah. Everyone's getting it, right?
Yep.
Oh, did everyone get NHL?
Did everyone get NHL?
I did not.
Is the sale still on? It's not over yet, right?
Should be.
I don't know.
I didn't get it.
Thanks.
I didn't get it.
I thought everybody got it.
I thought everyone was getting it too, but I was waiting to confirm before I got it.
Hmm.
No? Everyone didn't get it?
I didn't get it.
I didn't get an invite.
An invite to get it?
Yeah.
You're just supposed to know.
Oh.
I mean, well, it was on the cheap.
I missed out. Oh no.
And we love sports. So, it's almost like a no-brainer.
Did you guys, are you guys getting any closer to finishing your basketball season?
No. Prentice still has played one game.
Yep.
One game.
The CPU won the league.
No.
I think they were the best team though, right?
Yes.
But we don't know for that for sure until we play Franchise.
Yeah. I mean, we know without playing him, we know. But it's not official until we play him, which is never going to happen. How he could start the league, play one game, and then never come back. Ever. I don't even think he owns a PS4 anymore.
Franchise?
I never see him out there. Ever.
Are you looking at the right account?
Yeah. Oh, does he have two accounts?
Well, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's playing that Rainbow Six all the time. You know that free-to-play game that they're charging $60 for?
Oh, awesome. That's right. He's not franchised anymore. I forgot. I'm sorry. I don't send friend requests. I refuse. So.
Or accept them?
Or accept friends requests. And it doesn't matter how many times you send them either. Once a week. It's never gonna get accepted.
You still delete?
Yeah. Of course. You got to. You got to clean up that trash.
Wow. Wow.
So let's see. What else has been going on? NBA 2K is still amazing.
Did you guys all watch Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Times.
John?
No.
What?
Oh.
What is wrong with you?
I don't care about Star Wars.
Wait, you loved episodes 4, 5, and 6.
I never saw those.
Whoa, oh, my gosh.
I'm not a nerd.
I don't even know you right now. How dare you?
No, I don't like Star Wars.
Why don't...
All right, here. On the level of 1 to 10, everybody say how much of a fan you are of Star Wars.
The new one or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay. 78.
You did go first.
78.
Okay. 1 to 10.
78.
78?
78.
Is that 7.8?
No, that's 78.
Wow. Okay. Bowser.
Wait, no, no, no. Let's do it this way. How much Star Wars memorabilia do you have? That's how we're gonna do this. Okay.
Okay. Zero. Okay. Next.
Do you even have do you own the movies?
Yes. Does that count? It's not memorabilia.
It's not memorabilia, but I'm gonna count it as you're on the low end.
Alright.
Okay.
I've got the Blu-ray of all of them.
You like it. Okay. Okay. Alright. You own the movies. You can't deny it.
Okay.
Okay. And you own all six?
Yeah.
Oh, see? Yeah. Yeah. You're it. Okay. Okay.
That's six by default?
If you own all six, yeah, you like it.
Okay. That's 78?
That is not a 78.
That is a 63. Okay. Bowser, how much memorabilia do you have?
Let's see. I have that Blu-ray collection set. So I got that, yep. All six movies plus the, bonus disc, two bonus discs.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I have a TIE Fighter and the Millennium Falcon figurines actually sitting on top of my TV.
Oh yeah.
Along with the new movie poster on my wall.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Framed, of course, so it looks elegant.
And you also have the new Battlefront.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That new hotness.
New hotness. It's amazing. It's a great game. Actually, it's pretty shallow and not that deep, but whatever.
But hey, because I bought it, I'm going to defend it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. Okay, so, McLean, how much Star Wars stuff do you have? I know you got an Ewok somewhere. A Rancor or something.
Well,
he's got one of those motion-censored Yodas in his room.
Yeah. You got one of those Chewbacca. Well,
when I was at the store,
okay,
I saw one of those lightsabers.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I picked it up and I like swung it around and then I put it back. That count?
That counts.
Did you hit anybody with it?
Yes.
Did you?
That sounded like your drone, E-Diddy.
Oh, no.
They come from the same family, the sound family.
Same manufacturer.
Wow. Okay. That's it?
He hit somebody with the lightsaber. I think that counts for a lot.
Actually, that does count for a lot.
I think that's it.
That's like triple nerd points. I would never pick up a lightsaber in the store. Okay, so I have my limits, all right?
Okay.
Yours is all relegated.
Like, you just keep your shame to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a closet, yeah.
Absolutely. So here's what I have. I have...
This is going to be sickening.
Wow.
He actually has a shrine in said closet.
No, so... I have a bunch of my, no, not a bunch. I have some of my old toys from way back when, originals. Then I have some of the collection when it first got re-released, toys, unopened of course.
Wow.
Then I have, I have the DVDs, the Blu-rays. Whenever I upgraded, I always got rid of the old one. So I didn't keep, like, the VHS, which I wish I would have. Whatever. Let me see. What else, Greg? What else, Greg?
Oh, gosh.
What else? I've seen it twice. let's see. I got a Michigan, The Force is With Us t-shirt.
You are the evil empire.
That I wore to the screening, of course. let's see. I've bought my son a bunch of Star Wars toys, even though he only kind of likes it. Because that's enough for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, what else?
I apologize to anyone listening to this for bringing this up.
No. It's so good.
And you got it. Whenever you go
worse than baseball.
I know.
Whenever you go to the store, you always got to look at their new stuff. Like, you have to, even if you've seen it all. before. It doesn't matter.
Who would have thought E. Diddy would get trolled himself?
So wait a minute. So you've seen it multiple times, Bowser, right?
Oh yeah.
I've seen it multiple times. Born, you've seen it multiple times.
Just once.
Just once. What?
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you can't just see it once.
Are you talking the new movie?
Yeah, the new movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen it
what?
Once.
No, no, no. You can see it once and then you experience it once. So you, minimum of two times you have to see it.
Yeah, well, I'll probably do that when it's cheaper and whatever.
Wow.
Oh, so you're going to go during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, matinee.
Wow. McClane, you have to go see it. This is the event of the last 10 years.
I will say, if John's never really watched any of the other ones, he probably would like this one.
Yeah, you would like it. That's what he, that's what,
what
he meant.
What does that mean?
That's what he meant.
Are you
going
to do like the Kirk Heinrich?
Yeah,
to him?
You would like it.
No, because you don't, you shouldn't have to like any of the previous ones or know anything to really enjoy this movie. Unless you like seeing the same thing.
It's the same movie.
It's got little throwbacks to the old ones, but nothing that make, you don't have to know anything heading into this.
Except it's the same movie.
Right, that's my point.
The only...
It's like a reboot almost.
Yeah. It's like they reset the universe. It's like all these little things from each of the movies and just kind of rearrange them, but they still kind of make sense in the same way that they made sense in the old movies.
Yeah.
But in a, you know, just a rearranged
in a
way.
Bigger fashion.
Yeah.
I loved the first like 30 minutes of it, and then it just started, it's like then they just went under this like repeat track and I was just losing interest.
Oh, the second half of that was amazing.
I don't know.
There's some things that were kind of telegraphed. You're like, yeah, this is not going to go well.
I did like the older movies, and I just figured that for the greatest franchise in all of movies, like it would just continue on into taking it even further than where they've already been.
They had to set the stage.
But you already set the stage with six other movies.
No, three.
Three other
fine,
movies.
Fine.
Come on. Actually,
but still,
the actually.
Even those three had some repeatable elements to them.
And actually it's four. I kind of claim episode three.
Oh, yeah. Episode three is okay. Yeah. I can go with that, but I will be on the record as saying fuck Jar Jar Binks. Misa die in the dark hole.
I thought they were going to kill him maybe like.
Oh, the fans would love it.
I know. I honestly thought they were going to do something like that.
I watched I watched all six movies. Then I watched no cheese edits of episodes 1, 2, and 3.
What does that mean?
So it just skips straight to 3.
the no cheese edits. Takes out any of the corny elements, any of the one-liners, anything that didn't make sense and didn't add to the story, all the Jar Jar Binks. All the Jar Jar Binks stuff is gone.
Is that something on YouTube or?
Yeah,
is
it's on YouTube.
Okay. And it's just talking about midichlorians the whole time?
No, they take that out. They take any reference to that out. They take a bunch of stuff that like grown worthy, I guess, and it makes it much more watchable.
Cool.
It's the preferred way to watch it, and you still get the story. You're not missing out on anything. And then I watched, like, what was it? Like a making of all three movies, which you basically watch the movie with commentary.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And interviews, and they stop stuff and rewind it and put it side by side.
See, this is where we messed up on the casting of Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and, man... I didn't realize how whiny Luke was. Like, he was so whiny.
Even 4, 5, and 6, some of the dialogue in that was so painful.
Well, yeah. I mean, he kissed his sister. You'd be traumatized, too. Spoilers.
Sorry, McClane. Just in case.
Just
in case you were downloading right now.
Yeah, now I gotta cancel my
gotta
toy.
Gotta cancel it.
Wow. Your toy? What?
Torrent.
Oh.
So yeah, it's the must-see movie of the last 10 years. And you don't want to be left out in the cold. You want to be part of the cool kids.
Just beat out Titanic.
It's going to beat everything.
I don't think it's going to beat Gone with the Wind.
What? What's wrong? How is it not going to beat Gone with the Wind? There's so many more movie theaters now.
Well, they cheated and adjusted it for inflation, so then they bumped it up to some stupid amount of money.
Okay, I see. So it might not.
So technically it's already beat everything, but if you let them trick you into inflation, then it's different.
Alright. Well, only two more years till episode 8.
That movie, the new one will define that franchise.
You think
2017.
That's the one that has to take it to the next level?
Yeah. Because I think all the fanboys are saying the same exact thing you just did of saying that it's set the stage. And if this next one doesn't push it any further, man, then it's just, Disney's just got a cash cow. That's all they're doing.
Well, did you hear, I don't know if you heard, of course I'm looking up stuff all the time. And George Lucas,
the white slavers?
The white slavers?
He retracted that though.
But he was dead serious when he was, I watched that interview.
He wanted to redact the internet.
He was like, I can't believe they didn't take my script. Can you believe they didn't take my script?
Yeah, I remember reading that.
I can't believe they didn't want to have Jar Jar's cousin in this.
Oh man. So, yeah, it's good stuff. And Battlefront is so good.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's so good. I am so justifying my $120 purchase.
Oh my
yes,
gosh.
It is so amazing. It's like, it's Stormtroopers, and it's the Rebel Alliance.
And there's so many pew-pews going on. It's amazing.
Oh man, and Ewok sounds, and you're on Endor, and
yeah, I got an Ewok through a rock on my head.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. And it's multiplayer. And
there's no single player.
No, and oh my gosh, and the tutorials are terrible.
And so is the co-op.
Oh my gosh, and there's really no depth to the leveling, and they lock guns that are basically all the same. Oh,
and they have different modes that are basically the same.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
Oh gosh.
It totally was worth $120 in that stupid. I'm not stupid. Amazing season pass.
You need it in your life. If you have not gotten on that Battlefront yet.
Oh man, I got an emote for spending $120 that is amazing. I can shoot first.
It's so good.
Not actually shoot my gun. I hold up the finger gun. Even better.
Wow.
Oh man, you guys need to get on that immediately.
You can't get that unless you spend $120.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Spend that $120. It's the new Battlefield, basically.
No thanks.
TIE Fighters, Millennium Falcon, Slave One.
One thing it does have going in its favor is it looks and sounds amazing.
Yeah, the sound is phenomenal. Best sound in the history of video games. Hands down.
How do the guns sound?
Oh, they do not sound like they're ready to kill. They sound like Star Wars guns. But they sound like Star Wars guns, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and in typical Star Wars fashion, it is extremely hard to hit somebody.
Yes. Absolutely.
But when you do, oh, it's satisfying.
Gosh, there's no blood whatsoever.
Nope, you just fall down. Headshot. You're just like, okay.
When you slice somebody with a lightsaber, they're not cut in half. No.
They get this little line on them. It's so bad.
Oh, it's so amazing though. But the graphics
and if you're
are
fat, you just float in the air.
Yeah.
You just use your jetpack and cheese the system.
And when you're Luke Skywalker, you kind of bunny hop everywhere because apparently gravity doesn't apply to you.
You kind of float if you're Vader.
Yeah, man, it's so good.
Wow.
But you can force choke people.
Who doesn't want to force choke somebody? Like, I wish I could force choke all of you right now.
Jeez.
Can't wait. Just wait till they put Kylo Ren in this.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Just gonna try, whatever that
is. There
thing
an
is,
emo,
does
is there an emo button for that?
Emo button?
Yeah. Yes, that'll be, part of the $120 package.
You'll try and force choke, but there'll be a confidence meter that you gotta build up first.
Your force powers have constipation. Yes.
All right. Hey, have you guys been watching Serial for Video?
No.
Wait, what?
Serial for Video, what's that?
Called Making a Murderer.
I've heard of that.
On Netflix, I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it. Good.
It's like, an hour northwest or northeast of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're taking notes?
I'm trying to know whether or not I should avoid the area or not.
Should you put your house up for sale?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
It's interesting. If you liked the first season of Serial, you'll like this.
Will I sleep well at night?
I think so.
All right. That's good enough for me. Is it the Star Wars of murdering? What happened?
I don't know. It went really quiet.
It did. I couldn't hear anything. It says, hold on while we try to get the call back. And apparently I don't have a connection to MMA Rich.
I was waiting for someone to answer. I'm like, did I miss something?
And I can't get connection to MMA Rich. Maybe.
I think he just got murdered.
Yeah, he was talking about stuff he shouldn't talk about.
Yeah. They had to silence him before he said where he lived, because he's too close. Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh, no. Well, I heartfelt sympathy to MMA Rich's family.
Let's try him again. Maybe he just fell over.
He's distraught over his loss.
Breathe. Breathe.
Don't you die on me.
Stay with us. We're trying to get MMA Rich. Apparently, he was mentioning things he shouldn't mention.
Oh, he got shot down by a drone?
I think so.
Yep.
Oh, no. All right. Well, this is a very unfortunate ending to the TBS NFL update. let me load my ending music, and we'll see.
On that note, don't talk bad about drones, and don't watch that show on how to murder people on Netflix.
Oh, man. See you on the other side, boys.